Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Luke chapter 14.
Yanko Luke, na womanitsu danan.
We shall read from verse 15. Luke chapter 14. Father, we thank you for today, for your presence with us. Holy Spirit, we love you and we like you. It is good for us to be here. And Father God, we pray, even as we sit at your feet, let your word enter our spirit. The Father God, through your word, all other things will be bettered into us. We honor you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 14.
Luke, verse
15 to 24. Let me see by your hand if you are there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once my little ones are there, I can move. So, the Bible says, now when one of those who sat at the table, can you bring the volume down? Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Now, Abra, I wanna, what's up on ho? What's the demise me? Wakade in Sri Kenya, wezi, pano, wanyaminifi.
Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many. And sent a servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready.
But
they all with one accord began to make excuses.
Now when Nara was a general said there, Warma, since I want to know one bar.
The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.
Na ma ozikan se mato asase amokohwe, enti mesrede ebo ma mokwana metu mako.
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I must go and test them. I ask you to have me excused.
Na ma otse bien so se mato anentwi enuma, oyede mokohwe de wana hozen obotum na wetu from ye. Enti mesre
still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
Verse 21.
So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out into the streets and lanes of the city.
Now, I can't say wo ensama na wakaka chani na na ni rani bufu na se won kwa bo anu na obiara wobo won wo mantem ana isom biam no won fra hon na won bra epon na se
and bring here the poor
na won fa ehia fo won won mra
and the maimed or the disfigured
on wana wezi dem wo won ho
and the lame
obi aninan onye
and the blind
na nya neni efra.
22. And the servant said, master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges. And compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his joy, all his provisions to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
I want to continue to teach you on the subject, eat that supper. The kingdom life is like a supper that has been prepared for all human beings to enjoy. The kingdom life is generally a life of heaven on earth.
Abrabono ye de esor Abraba was about Sasi today yembo.
So that you have a wonderful life as it is in heaven. This kingdom life is a rulership in this world in a manner that is pleasing to God. Now, from what we read today, there are four places whose people qualified and actually enjoyed the kingdom supper or kingdom life. So those who were in number one, the street, enjoyed it. Those in the lanes enjoyed it. Those in the highway enjoyed it. And those in the hedges enjoyed it. So today we are just going to look at these four things, the streets, the lanes, the highway, and the hedges, and extract from there lessons on how we can enjoy kingdom life or have heaven on earth.
Na yebohwe dem enzama anani na yafesuaze bi efim na yehukwana yebotum na yenya yechefa wo ahemanu.
Is it important to have a kingdom life?
Yes. Onyade yebenya echefa wo aheman abrabonu ma.
That is the ultimate reason why Jesus came around.
Na eyinyi bute mapa onam duma Jesus Christ obey.
And by his grace you are going to enjoy it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wana duminti wonsa beka wo Jesus nizini.
The first place that the master of kingdom life said that go and bring people from was the streets.
Na bia ozikana ot okay the one coffin coffinifin de yanko abano ana ekrom.
The street of the city karquem in the city.
Well yen kar akwana na ekrono mosa oti bia wana wo kwani mu worko inarano waton safra
one. That one is talking about people who live in a plan or who have their life planned.
Na eye rekasafa enkofa. Because
the street of a city is a planned thing.
Na akwana odeda inkron kroni muni ye za wa tobara wa dwene ho na wose egu enkrate do na wose to woman hin na ye hu no.
So once you are living in the street of the city, then you are living your life with a plan or in the midst of a plan.
Na si sampara de exi kro kesim de we say se kro no mani bibia de na kwem no se de waraso abrabo no o de na kwem.
What are the things that we must plan in our life?
Eben enzama na oy de ye dwene ho ne ye di toto na kwem ho na abrabo.
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 31 and we shall answer that question.
Yenhwe Matthew asampanitir esia ni yim edasakor.
Matthew 6 verse 31 to 33. Jesus Christ was teaching something very interesting over there.
Na Jesus etra azibia ohia papa papa wo ho.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
Matthew asampano nitsi esia ninyim edasa kor.
Jesus says, therefore do not worry saying.
Na man ha ha na enka de.
What shall we eat?
Na ebenaze na yebezi.
Or what shall we drink?
Ana ebenaze na yebono.
Or what shall we wear?
Na ana eben atar na yebeshe.
For after all these things the Gentiles seek.
Na eyi na amemufuni nara washeshe.
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
Na weja owosu nyimde ehia dam enzame yinara.
But seek first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus Christ is teaching us where the focus of our life should be.
Now Jesus In other
words, the first place that you have to plan, you have to concentrate on, is not what I will eat, is not what I will drink, is not what I will wear, is not where I'm going to sleep, but something else apart from this.
Naza ozikana ode ye dunhuri nye za yebonum za yebeshe anabia yebeda naza ode ye dunhuno. Yes,
the unfortunate thing is that the majority of believers, when they are planning, they plan first about what they will eat and their children will eat, about what they will wear and their children will wear, about what they will drink and their children will drink, about what they are going to sleep. And then they put the thing that they should plan on to the background, the kingdom of God.
Now, I just feel people drink dinner was once a man a good good now. Quema, the Ozikanya, the oh, my mesh, bia, the mezi, my monum, bia, yebeda, na baby, yebetsin, and oh no, na yezizikan, na yezima, oh, here my panel, oh, yeah, ahimano, yezizi, true crater, oh, yeah, 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 who yara, na yebosum yami.
Jesus was saying that what you eat, what you wear, where you sleep, and all those things, they are the small things of life. Don't focus on them.
Now Jesus there, my yebesi yebonum yebesen a bia yebedan oye aziku maybe na onye de yesin hena drink in arakodo.
He says that first of all, focus on the big issues, because the issue is that the thing is that if I should not focus first on what I should eat, what I should drink, where what I will wear and all that, then what should my thinking be?
Now sir, men drink there, my mezi monum meshe na bia mega.
If we take away from you right now what you eat, what you wear, what you drink, what you drive, and they are all part of the way, where you sleep, they are all part of the way. You know, if we take all those things away, will something be left in your thinking?
Say yeje bia eda etse wezizi kwan na ubi biare fi wusema eben aze na obeka wo wusem.
Jesus was saying that if you measure on the big things, I am going to add all these small, small things because I know that you need them. But unlike the way unbelievers do it, focusing on maybe getting a job so that they can get some food to eat, you don't seek those things first. He said that, but seek first that the rule and the influence of God will come, and then all these things I will add it, until we come to the point where we plan our lives properly and we have God inside of our plans, that God, this is what I am doing today to help your rule and your influence in my country, in my workplace, in my family, in this, wherever I am, until we get to that point where we focus on God's, we have a struggle.
Uncle si Abra, ye botum na ye do de, ye na gin narbesi a himano dono, ye bebre an ye beha hai de, ye botum o sande, osi ma ohia titsin de, ye benya a himano o sande, onim de biaze fumpo. Watching there, oh, baby, I hear better, yebonum. Now, oh no, oh yeah, oh, reano. When you hear them in Zamayinara.
So plan for the kingdom.
Yankin ahimano.
And when I talk about the kingdom, I'm not talking about the church.
Nessa meka ahimana, menka asorno.
I'm talking about God's rule coming everywhere, including the church.
Yeah, nyame, nitum na ne ahinzi, obaba, okaka asorno so.
Let us deliberately write certain things down that we are going to do this week for God. And let us put some budget behind it. Let us put some savings. If you open a car, an account, different, fine. And then you bank in some things that are going to promote. Every day you are paid. You pay your tithe, you do everything, and you bank in something to promote the rule of God. It's not for your clothing or school fees or the car. It is for God's rule expanding, God's influence coming, because God's influence and rule, even if it's not backed by something basic like money and finances, there will be a struggle with it coming.
na obe hia de ehi na yebo tro bibi atwo na yesi na dwin pide jebe shasi ya ye ntobwa bi atwo de yeze boboa na yezi etu nyame na heman ana nyame na hinzi no nimpon osande yentum na yenma aheman no tum no ongezi wabra yemfa sika kakrebi nhyem osande yebe hia bibi tide sika na yetum na yezaye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So he says, I'll go and bring those who are living their life with a certain plan. And the plan is concerning, first of all, my rule coming.
Na yan kon kofre onwana, what's it and bien bia what did atutu na kum ye and onwana what's in wana brabo atutu ye no na wombra na wombo shede nyame na himano obotu na wabim.
If we put things first in our lives, first things first in our lives.
Yes, can yes is a oh here papa pani yes by hena brabo mkan.
God says that look, I am going to take care of you. Because you have plans for me. So he says, bring the kind of people who will not think about themselves, but who will think about me and my rule on this earth first. Bring them. Go to the streets and go and bring those people. They will enjoy the rule of God in this life. They will enjoy kingdom life, heaven on earth in this life. Number two, he says, go to the lanes. That is in verse 21. Go to the lanes of the city. Very good. The lanes are talking about the small, small, narrow passages that is in the city. This speaks of people who are disciplined and who have self-control. Because they are living in the lanes and that is where they are dwelling.
What's it beyond? Ozzy, what's Asha Wani said? Aha, demi no idea or the whole one young kofa, wobum brado.
Very good. They are living in a place which is narrow, but that is where they are living.
What's it beyond? Oshana, so Juana, what's it?
They have disciplined themselves there.
What's it one who ye? No, what's it all?
Jesus was saying that go for people who know how to control themselves.
Now, Jesus said, young koshisha and kofa, what to wash one who do ye?
They can limit themselves, as it were, control themselves, and discipline themselves in their lanes.
Now, why are you in what about to wash one who do? Now, what's not be a wash one day once now?
They can discipline themselves in their giftings.
Now, one not just that was I'm a one, what about to wash one who do?
They can discipline themselves to their callings and their lot in life.
Now, what about to wash one who do? What Ephra wasn't Afra one?
Because if they stay in their gifting, in their callings long enough, these people are going to enjoy the rule of God in a manner that God has prepared for all humanity. Jesus is not talking about people who are jumping from place to place.
Now, Jesus, on kasamfa obia.
And jumping from calling to calling.
Yeah, and then also me and come shiny or china also me and some packany.
He says, stay in your lane.
What is the one mom?
Discipline your life. Because the kingdom life is for people who are disciplined and who have self-control.
Now I him man abra bonny ye on one. What you know what's a one who do ye? na wasn't one is a matter to not claim.
Self-control is getting yourself to do what you must do when you must do it, whether you feel like it or not.
There, ye botu mi ashe ye hu donye de. Ye be ye za otwe de ye ye wonimbrim. De ye nkoye de ye pia na ye be ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will say it again. Discipline is getting yourself to do what you must do.
Ye ashe ye hu donno ye de.
When you must do it, whether you feel like it or not. If people must supervise you before you do the right thing. If you must be in public view and public glare before you do the right thing and say the right thing and think the right thing, you lack self-control. If you have to be examined, somebody will have to come and inspect something before you do it well, then you do not have self-control. Discipline will make you enjoy heaven on earth. It will make you enjoy God's rule in this life. So you must discipline yourself about what you drink. It's not everything that you must put into this body, because the body is somebody's house. As you are putting it in your body, ask the owner, as it were, ask him, is it good for you?
Now answer, Emma, as in a quantum wakum bisa, as in a rade, as I'm the cogumunemu oyana.
Before you take another muscle into your mouth,
another epiphase ban for the special women,
ask the Holy Spirit who is in you.
Bisa susum concon or tumu in there. And at oya.
Is it good?
Oyana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you must enjoy good health and heaven on earth, then you must watch what you eat also. You must exercise. It takes discipline to exercise your body. Because you may not feel like it, but you know that I have to exercise at least 10 minutes today, whether I feel like it or not. Whether I'm tired or not, you get up and you exercise. It is not enough for you just to pray and make confessions without exercising your body. You will not experience heaven on earth. This body cannot carry
you.
You must discipline your life. You must cut the fufu plenty. You must stop it. Especially the one with much cassava inside. Because soon you'll be complaining about something.
Diabetes na nzama onye inarano obaba beti na ohun emjem.
And you will be sick and you say, bring your head, let me pray for you.
Na mabeka inde ode mitiruko na wobompe na wakas damazin if you
are. A life of heaven on earth is not a life where you eat her because you have money, you eat her and your stomach is out of control.
Na onye ahimani mo abrabone nchrede nyame esra uninti ode esizama uye fun oshe na enama. Sebio ye beina we funa warsen wakoko ubi biasa osi demono onye.
Tell the person sitting by you, control yourself.
Shawhundo.
Say be disciplined.
Shawhundo.
Believers must discipline their life.
A Christofu ye de washa wonhundu ye.
You must discipline yourself to read every day.
Na ode yesha ye hundu de yebekin can be bi de biara.
Whether you feel like it or not. You must read. You must read.
Or yet there you can be.
We cannot continue to bind the devil without reading books.
Yeah, yeah, if you continue and oh, so open or there you can be a book.
Yeah, put the TV off and for 20 minutes, please take a book and read it. After 50 minutes, put it down. Do it every day. Discipline your life.
Shawo hodo de debiara eba fa woma kore na akan beye sma edenu anadwanum na ewia atum yani debiara na ebohu emfasha obabawa brabo.
Some people since we began this year January, they haven't read any book.
Yeshe afiase no obi owa onfa woma krumpo na wakan nitiza ozikan bo onkan bibiara,
but they won't go to use them in marvelous ways. You must listen to their prayers and look at their reading. You see that these people, they are not prepared for that use.
Na eya yeshede nyamien beye nzama kese nanso yenye krado de yebese yehudo na yesua bibia oyde yesua.
So discipline your life.
Yen shenhena brabodo.
You must discipline your life to save some money.
Na oyde yesua yehudo de yebo kre bibi oyye yesika.
You do not save because you have plenty. You save because it is a discipline you must always engage in, that the monies God gave you today, tomorrow he will not give you the same thing. It is a seed for tomorrow. So as you eat some of the corn, please plant some. Save some. Don't chop everything, no matter how hungry you are.
Nesika biara yebenyano mama yezinia yambua yehunde yenankasa yebetiti yehunye na yesie bibi. Osande zanyamis bamahen in de biarano, or ye aba, or de ye jebi, ne ye zibi, and madame manusu ye ne bina yebu.
Acts chapter 24.
Yanko asma fumanitu,
anan. Let me show you some three pillars of Jesus Christ.
Nayan chef fapim, akesibia Jesus, or
the
toho.
The faith of Jesus Christ.
Jesus ni jezino.
Acts chapter 24 and then verse 24. I want you all to get there. Acts Acts 24:24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife,
na embribi endebi bochemuno Felix na neyer,
who was Jewish, the wife was Jewish.
Na neyer no ye Jew ni.
Felix, who was a governor. Roman governor sent for Paul.
Na Felix oye oman penyin ana oye obia ozimana fabido.
And heard him concerning the faith in Christ.
Na otse de Paul oreka bibi fa Christ no ho.
Says Paul, I want to hear you concerning what this Jesus that you are preaching, what his faith is about. What is he about?
Na me pede metse jezina awu enya wo Jesus Christ is ofan wone chrema so.
Now, as Paul reasoned about righteousness.
Na abra Paul na odwen dwen de orichren. Oye ahotso abrabo no.
Let's all say righteousness.
Ahotso ye.
Self-control.
Ahoshedo.
And the judgment to come.
Ye atemba ababa dachi no.
Felix was afraid.
Na ihubo Felix.
And answered, go away for now.
Na osede Paul sandwich kokakra.
I cannot hear this message of Jesus.
Muntu min si Jesus Christ na semi erikin de.
Because to Paul, the faith of the Jesus we are following is on three pillars.
Na Jesus a yesinetra ya jinezino.
Number one is righteousness.
You
get it when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Number two is discipline or self-control. That is why he kept making disciples, and you read all his words. He's always talking about discipleship. They are the disciplined ones. Self-control.
The third
pillar of the faith of Jesus is the judgment to come. So Paul told him about the faith of Jesus that is made up of, first of all, righteousness, be born again. Second of all, on this earth, discipline, self-control. And then this third one, this third pillar is for tomorrow, is the judgment to come. As we are here, We believers must have a disciplined self-control life. Discipline yourself to time. Discipline yourself, because that is what the faith in which you are is about.
Now, or then, I just if we say, who do ye? Now, young man, and it's now was a man, yet ye, Juma, or send the only hinges in the fapim. Now, what catch you a fellow, no, or bonu, ma, or kade, aha, muntumenje. Now, and so, and then, where do you handle, or then, yes, ye, who do ye? Now, yet you na yezi, and brodo. What kade nunda, or ye nundu? What kade, jen ye dia, ye bonu de, yez, and brono, yez, I ye, Juma, pepepe, ma, bibiara, ezimu.
Hey! As for the time issue, we have a long way to go.
Yeka embera, ye wo e kwantin sin de henenim. O sen de henaswa yezina yenzim brado.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.